In today's gospel, Jesus points us to a difficult journey that we all have to make. That is the journey from pride to humility. The Pharisee in today's gospel is full of pride and does not even recognize his own need for God. He is convinced of his own righteousness. The Pharisee in his prayers does not ask God for mercy because he does not feel he needs God's mercy. His pride has convinced him he can reach heaven on his own. He leaves the temple that day with nothing but his own spiritual arrogance. It is easy for the Pharisee to fall into the trap of pride. Every Jew in Jesus' time knew the Pharisee was a better man than the tax collector. As he said, he fasted twice a week and paid tithes on 10% of all he owned. He was highly respected for his piety. He attended daily synagogue and faithfully prayed several times a day. He truly was a good man. On the other hand, a tax collector was hated by his fellow Jews, including even their own families. Tax collectors were considered traitors and thieves. They worked for the occupying Roman government, and using Roman soldiers, which were usually standing right behind them, they collected oppressive taxes from their fellow Jews. Tax collectors became quite wealthy by overtaxing or stealing from their own countrymen, their own fellow churchgoers. Sinner was truly the appropriate name tag for the tax collector of Jesus' time. In the beginning of the gospel, we hear Jesus tell us that he is addressing this parable to those who are convinced of their own righteousness and despise everyone else. Which elitist group of people could Jesus possibly be talking about? Who could be this sinful, this arrogant? He is, of course, speaking to each and every one of us through the character of the Pharisee. Jesus is addressing the pride and self-righteousness that each one of us harbors in our own hearts. We find pride in our own lives when we forget that all the good we have comes from God. All our faith, all our love, our spouses and our children, our strengths, all of our individual gifts, and yes, of course, even our material possessions come from God. Our pride keeps us from recognizing our own sins, just as it did in the Pharisee in today's gospel. We are told he takes up his position of importance in the temple, prays to himself, not to God, and tells of his own righteousness. Even thanking God, he is not like the sinful tax collector. The Pharisee spends his whole life trying to justify himself by all of his good deeds. Jesus wants to teach each one of us that in order to receive him fully into our lives, we must first be able to recognize our need for God's mercy. We must admit our own sinfulness, our need for a Savior. The tax collector is justified and exalted because his humble prayer acknowledges his own sin and he readily admits his need for God's mercy. Jesus tells us that the tax collector is justified by his prayer because he confesses his sinfulness and repents. Bowing his head and beating his breast, just like we do in the beginning of this Mass when we pray, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. In contrast, the Pharisee thinks he is justified by following the Mosaic law to a T. And he does this. In his own mind, he has no need for God's mercy. He does not acknowledge a need for God's mercy because he feels he has been justified in his own actions. He is a good man. This parable reminds us in a clear way that we must humbly acknowledge our sins and seek God's divine mercy in order to achieve salvation. The Pharisee loses sight of the true reason for the law, the goal of our Catholic faith, to grow closer and closer to the love of God. Where in our lives do we allow pride to blind us to our own sins and lead us away from God? Do we think that our gifts and talents are solely a result of our own hard work and effort? Do we think that we are better than others? Pride makes us think that whatever we have to say or do is more important than what other people think. Pride makes us believe that we know better than Holy Mother Church in the areas of marriage and sexuality, the Eucharist, abortion, euthanasia, and the proper reception of the sacraments. It is our pride that keeps us out of the confessionals and away from God and His church. We think that we have a better way. Jesus is talking to all of us today, not just the Pharisee. Jesus is in fact warning us. If people as devout as the Pharisees are made blind by their pride, then how much more are we susceptible to the effects of pride in our own lives? To prevent the blindness of pride from taking us further and further away from God, we must strive to drive pride out of our lives and replace pride with the virtue of humility. The virtue of humility may be defined as the quality in us in which a person, considering his own defects, shortcomings, or sins, has a lowly opinion of himself and willingly submits himself to God and to others for God's sake. Humility counters our human tendency to be vain, self-centered, or judgmental of others. The tax collector's prayer shows us how humility will allow us to overcome pride and seek God's mercy. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God's divine mercy is something that we should never, ever doubt. No sin is too big for God's forgiveness. No sin is too small for God's forgiveness. His love is infinite, like an ocean. The only thing that can hold us back from God's grace is our own refusal to believe in and ask for God's limitless mercy. As soon as we reach out to Him in humble prayer, like the tax collector, God wants to literally flood us with His forgiveness and grace. Christ praised the tax collector's prayer because the tax collector knew his own heart was sinful, and so he asked God's forgiveness. Jesus criticizes the Pharisee's prayer because he is full of pride and thought that he could save himself while turning his back on the need we all have for God's mercy. As we prepare to accept the actual body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, let us pray for the grace to acknowledge that God is the source of all good things in our lives. Let us all strive to replace the blindness of pride with the virtue of humility, using as our example the humble prayer of the tax collector and the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us stand.